7 after the hour. It's Thursday, November 1st, 2012. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen.
November, Dougie. November.
Your calls at 800-510-8255 will be monitored, by Michael 48. Yeah, it is the 1st of November.
What happened to the whole year?
Going fast, baby.
Wow.
Going fast, fast, fast. So take advantage of the opportunities that will knock at your door. You had a lot of knocking at your door last night. It was young people in some places like Jennifer's. There were older people looking for candy.
41 people I had. That's pretty crazy.
That is,
for a weeknight, that's pretty good.
Well, I don't know. I just think about what people do with their lives.
But trick-or-treating is so fun. I mean, that is one of the best memories I have as a kid growing up, is going trick-or-treating with my dad. Mm-hmm. It was something that we did together, you know. I mean, so the ones that warmed my heart were not the older kids that came together in a group, but like the 1 6-7-year-old girl who was just there with her dad. Oh, I just wanted to cry and say, take me with you.
Yeah. Take me along. If you love me, take me along. No, Roberta and the Queen of Cheap today, because she's in New York City, and we figure it's going to be another week before that all gets straightened
out. Last I heard, she was blow-drying her hair in her car.
Yes. You know, every time I mention New York City, I get a shiver up and down my spine.
Yeah.
Thinking about looking at those pictures and that reality there. Anyway, we'll have the Roberta report. She'll probably call in at some point during the hour and tell us what it's like to be a New Yorker on day 4 of the event.
And thankfully, you know, the Red Cross, they come under fire a lot for, you know, how they handle disasters.
For good reason.
Yeah.
What they do with the money more than anything else.
I will tell you that Facebook yesterday was filled. I had several of my East Coast friends talk about how they were so thankful for the Red Cross because they were able to go and get a warm, hot shower.
Why don't you go through? We have our social media between Facebook and Twitter. The Facebook address, facebook.com/goodday show. And for Twitter, it's on Good Day or at Good Day. Is it at Good Day or on Good Day?
It's at Good Day.
At Good Day. Mm-hmm. All right, so you have a lot of conversations going on back and forth about Halloween, about the storm.
And that was what was nice. You know, I would say maybe 80% of the posts leading up to Halloween were all about the hurricane. And yesterday evening, probably around 4 or 5 o'clock, all of a sudden the tide turned a little bit on Facebook. And people were posting pictures of their kids, of themselves dressed up. Everybody was wishing each other a good Halloween. So that was kind of nice to see because, you know, it's a nice break from all the death and destruction that you see on the news.
Mm-hmm.
But going on right now at our Facebook page, we had asked our Facebook friends to post pictures of Halloween in your area, you know, whether it be your kids or you, whoever was dressing up. Well, listener Aaron, who has written into us before, sent some pictures along that are absolutely hysterical. Have you gone to Facebook to see them yet, Dougie?
I have not, but I'm going to do it right now whilst you are speaking.
These are dogs and cats dressed up for Halloween, and there are some really funny ones. I couldn't post every single one that she sent, but I posted some of the funniest. You have dogs in Afro wigs. You have the Harry Potter cat. You have the penguin cat, the Yoda dog, which I thought you would be a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a scuba diving dog. I mean, just some really funny stuff. So if you get a chance and you need a break today, check out facebook.com/goodday show. And I also asked you if you have ever dressed up your dog and cat, because I haven't, but I was thinking last night I should have gotten my cat some devil horns to match the ones I was wearing while I answered the door last night.
Really? Right, now, here's what listening to you makes me think of something that I think about often, but I don't know that I've put it into words. But maybe now, because things have been so dramatic in our country, think about the energy and the drama of the political season, of our fate, if you will, at the hands of this Hurricane Sandy. Think about what's going on in your own life and the drama that's been part of the economic reality of the last 3-4 years or more, 4 or 5 years. So think about this, and let's have people respond on both our social media, and you can call us at 800-510-8255. Thinking about your life right now and in the past, what has gotten you to where you are in your life right now? Think about your life as a movie. You're thinking about your life, and someone wants to make a movie of your life. What kind of a film would it be? Would it be a comedy? Yeah, okay. Would it be a drama? Would it be a horror story? A horror film?
Maybe.
I guess. What are some of the other... What other...
Romantic?
Romantic movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be good. Okay. What else? What are the other categories? Comedy, drama, horror? I'm thinking about the Academy Awards. About the Academy Awards and how the various categories find winners. So, if you were making a movie of your life, what kind of a movie, what kind of a film would it be? Would it be a comedy, a drama, a horror movie? Would it be a romantic movie? What would you think? Or other, maybe another category. You think yours would be a comedy?
I think comedy, maybe a little few elements of drama, but overall a comedy. How about you?
Depends on the day.
Horror movie?
Some days it's a drama. Yeah, I guess some days it's a horror, some days romantic, some days comedy. I think my life has been so full and rich to this point that it would fit in any number of these categories.
I think that would be most people's answer, I think.
Yeah, right. I think it's and you got so much to be thankful for. That's the thing. You got to think about what you have to be thankful for. Is that a good sentence?
Okay, so same note, and I never thought I'd be one of these people.
Yeah.
But I was going through a little something in the last few months, and so I decided to start keeping a gratitude journal.
Good for you.
And every night before I go to bed, and I really implore, like, I know this sounds a little she for me because I don't usually do this kind of stuff, but literally take 5 minutes and instead of thinking about all the junk that's happened to you in the day, try to figure out one thing that was great that you're thankful for and write it down. And you know what? It really does change your mindset. It really does. Just writing one thing down every day that's a positive.
What's the difference?
It helps.
Between writing it and just thinking it. How does it help you?
Well, writing
for me,
it helps
I'm a writer.
Writing it impresses it in your brain more.
Right. The question was, I knew the answer before I asked the question. Actually writing it, seeing it. It's just like when you're a kid and you study. You don't just think about how to spell the word. You write the word out, and it just
does
something about it, putting it in your brain.
It depends on what kind of learner you are. I mean, if just thinking it helps you, then go for it. But for someone like me that's how I got A's in high school, is I would make flashcards because I had to write it, and then I had to see it, and then it was in my brain.
Me too.
Flashcards. Very good.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, for sure.
All right, 800-510-8255. Comedy, drama, horror, romantic. What's the other category we're missing, Rich? Anything? In terms
comedy,
of a movie?
Drama,
you keep missing
action.
Romantic, like a romantic.
I said romantic.
He said romantic.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Action. Yeah.
Action.
Ah, action. Yes, okay. Action. Is it an action?
Film noir, we could go with that.
Right.
If your life were a movie,
silent.
What kind of film would it be? And let's talk a little about your life, if you'd like, at the moment.
And what would your life, what would your movie be rated?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Rate your movie. Is it rated?
What category?
Like two thumbs up or like NC-17?
No, no, no. R, yeah, exactly. 17, GP or whatever it is, PG.
Or PG.
PG-13, G, whatever.
I prefer GP, though.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. And Jennifer's going to post that on our social media as well, because it is
right under the Yoda cat. I'm going to do it right now. Mm-hmm.
So we're now focused on really the beginning of the holiday season, Halloween come and gone. Many of you are munching on that candy this morning instead of a regular breakfast because you confiscated much of it. You see, you really do have ulterior motives when you send your children out on Halloween trick-or-treating. I know that. And so you start eating, and you're going to go for it. The weather's getting cooler in many areas, not as much outdoor activity, so people start putting on the pounds. And I have a way, or actually I've found a way, these folks at Axia 30 want me to tell you about their way, which is the better way, a far better way, to lose weight. So you stay on this program and you don't have weight come back. You eat normally. And you don't have to, starving yourself is the worst thing you can do. Your muscles remember when you starved yourself. Not good. Your brain remembers. And you have to feed your brain. You got to feed your body. So eat a normal diet, 1,850 calories for men, 1,350 for women. And you still will lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks on Axia 30. It's a proven weight loss. It's science. This is science. That's why Ken and other doctors like it, because it's scientifically proven. There is a result. It's there. You can see how people have lost weight with Axia 30. 3 months, risk-free, 800-525-8345. That's 800-525-8345 for Axia 30. Lose 30 pounds. That's really all you have to know. Eat right, exercise, take Axia 30, lose 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's all you have to remember about all of this, or you get your money back. Axia 30, 800-525-8345. Again, call direct to the manufacturer of this product. Get the money back guarantee, 800-525-8345.
Mmm,
yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
If you're a life for a movie, what kind of a movie would it be? First caller has a baby with wet in her diapers, so that's...
That's kind of a comedy. Call to a radio show?
Yeah.
Right? Your baby.
What's a comedy?
Yeah. 800-510-8255. You'd be interested to know that on this date in 1848, the first medical school for women opened its doors. Prior to this date, November 1st, 1848, women were not allowed to practice medicine in America. You had to be a doctor of the male persuasion. Women were not considered smart enough or fit enough to be doctors.
Hmm.
Yeah. Huh.
Hmm.
It was, it was the Boston Female Medical School, now known as the Boston University School of Medicine.
What year was this?
This is 1848.
Isn't that crazy?
Why'd you
ask? Girls out there, when you start getting discouraged, think about that. That's 100 and something years ago. It's not that long ago.
Yeah. You couldn't practice medicine. And I don't know whether that was true in Europe or elsewhere around the world. Or that was, most of the things that happened the first 100 years of our existence were things that happened because they were a tradition someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
That's how where slavery came from. And that's where most things that shaped the course, some things we liked, some things we didn't like, and that's what we used as a bellwether to shape what our country was all about, it would appear, from our forefathers. So this is one of those things that really riles me up, because I think women have not been treated equally, and that's been a big problem. It's 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Last night, because the X Factor was on Fox. This is actually the first official show of the season, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the auditions are over, so this is the first live show.
Right, all right. So it started with Paige Thomas, one of the contestants, singing What Is Love? It sounds like every other song that you hear. Wherever. Yeah, it's all the same stuff. All right, so let's move on. Well, yesterday we had The View. Not The View, The Voice.
The Voice.
The View and The Voice.
And I was just telling you during the break, I watched a little bit of The X Factor, and it's just, for me, The Voice is just so much more fun to watch, and I think it's all the chemistry of the judges. It's got to be what it is.
Yeah, they have good chemistry on The Voice for sure.
All right, so let's do Aaron Ritchie, the next singer.
Wow, this is cool.
This is your second time around the track. And you nailed it. It was really good. Look, I thought that was a really creative and inventive song choice. I thought your vocal was slightly not on par with the genius of that track.
That's not even sounding it going.
Boom!
That's what I mean, but I thought L.A. was the tough one.
Doug, did you even recognize that song?
Did you just see me hanging on?
I couldn't really hear your
The Supremes, Diana Ross?
Yeah. Screaming so loud.
Who's this? Judge?
That's Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato.
I think you have a lot going for you. I felt like it was a little stiff. I feel like I want to see you dance better.
I want to see you dance better?
All right,
I want to see you dance better. Well, it's based on their whole...
Where's Simon? Isn't Simon there? What happened to Simon's comments?
I don't know.
They were probably an extra G.
Apparently they're not there.
All right. How about David Corey, next contestant? Your Love Is My Love. Electronic pound.
Well, see, what's different about this show is that they not only do a stage performance, so there's dancing, there's lighting and confetti and different elements, but then so it's definitely more performance, where The Voice and American Idol are all about your vocals, I think.
All right, Richie, play the next cut, which has Simon discussing this performance.
Amazing. You completely surprised me. I was not expecting that, and I felt you a lot. It was amazing.
I appreciate that.
I wasn't sure at first if the song was going to be a good choice for you, and I didn't know where it was going, but you really got the crowd going, and it was actually pretty good. Your voice sounds great.
Thank you so much.
Yes, an interesting song choice. I thought your performance was a bit manic, verging on times as what I would call desperate.
There we go, good.
Kind of begging the audience to think everything needed to tone down a little bit.
So I don't know whether we want to listen to a conversation. Khloe Kardashian is one of the hosts, along with Mario Lopez, and here she is throwing something in, whether this is a value or not. Let's listen, Richie, and see.
Which one is this, Doug?
110.
That was good. In the beginning, I was concerned that you were repeating yourself because they did that song in their first audition, right?
Yeah, but we didn't hear much of it.
Yeah, I kind of understand why. No, it was really good, though. It was good.
Thank you.
Boo!
Brittany?
Very interesting. I thought you guys, I wasn't expecting that, and I felt like you really delivered. You had a great performance, and I think you were stunning. Thank you. First off, you're three beautiful girls, and you have a very unique sound that I think is missing in the industry right now, but it kind of let me down after you walked on stage because I was expecting
Demi Lovato.
That performance, and you
she
guys seemed
like
really
a complete
stiff.
Big. All right, never mind, Chloe.
She's young. Let's
get out of this. 28 past the hour.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Is 33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn here with her television tidbits for two or three or four, so I suppose it would be plural tidbits. And just a few minutes, Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, is still stuck in the septic sewerage of New York City. I don't know if it's, I guess it would be septic, though, at this point, because there are 8 million rats that died. Did you know that, Richie?
Yeah.
Wow. 8 million rats.
That's one nasty
drowned
kind of soup up
there.
Isn't
that gross? Ew.
Really. All right. Is that a reckless comment, by the way, for me to make that? Is that disgusting?
Why is
people
that reckless?
Find it?
Well,
I don't know.
Or
people
it's a fact,
find
right?
it. It is a fact. Right, exactly. Yeah. Get rid of those rats. Speaking of facts, does this bother you, this kind of information? Brad Pitt has said, Ian, Doug?
Pete. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt has made a $100,000 donation to the Human Rights Campaign in support of marriage equality. Money
whatever
will go
he wants
toward
to give his money towards.
But why would you tell everybody? I would
I
want not
you.
To
yeah.
have people yeah. know that
public,
I was giving
yeah.
my money. Yeah. I just don't. It sounds, it cheapens it, to me anyway, when you give money to support this, that, other thing.
Well,
now, the
thing.
Other side of it is that people say, well,
the people who received the money may have been the ones who put the release out.
Maybe.
Right.
But they have a quote from him in the release.
Sure. Can we, you know, can we say something? Because what they want to do is they want to spur on more donations by his donation.
Right, and that makes
hey, look, Brad Pitt gave us money. You should give us money,
please,
too.
Right. Do that too.
Brad,
cool,
is it
like
okay
Brad
with
Pitt.
You if we use you as a marketing piece? Sure, no problem.
Yeah. No,
so right. maybe, you know.
If your life were a
but
movie.
It could be a shallow piece of garbage who just says, right. here's your money, now give me some
PR.
Yeah, PR for it.
Right. If you were living life in terms of movies and that sort of thing, we've asked you to tell us about your life, whether it's an action movie, a comedy, a drama, a horror show, a romantic movie or whatever, and what would it be rated? Interesting responses. Jennifer will check those on our social media as well. Richie, I want to underscore something that we've started talking about here on the Good Day program. The last couple of weeks, you've heard us off and on talk about the celebration of the beginning of our 25th year during the Good Day program. Mm-hmm. Richie hasn't been around for 25 years, and Jennifer hasn't. I've been here. I guess that's why it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. But I've had a lot of fantastic people and ideas put forth in this program in the last 24, 25 years. So we're going to spend the year celebrating that here and there. And one of the ways we can celebrate it is to give you something that's really cool. The Exergen Accurate Temperature Read. This is a thermometer that you actually just wipe on your forehead, and it gives you a reading. You swipe it across your forehead, and you get a reading. It's very cool.
It's great.
I want to try this. Children, I don't have especially. Kids, but can I take your temperature with this, Doug?
Yes, you can.
Because it looks so cool. It's a little swipe.
So,
yeah,
in
I
concert
have one. It works. It's great.
With the folks at Exergen, you've been invited, you moms, to celebrate the football season with your own special pass. It's a $25 Visa gift card to use for your own special enjoyment. A movie, a manicure, dinner out with your husband, your friends. This is completely your choice. It is your special pass, a $25 gift card from Exergen. And it's brought to you with love. Send us your Smart Mom. Your Smart... This is the second day of this, Jennifer. I want you to know that.
I know. I've been here.
Your Smart Mom Tip of the Day on Facebook at facebook.com/Good Day Show. Or you can tweet us at Good Day Show. And we'll pick the winning Smart Mom Tip of the Day. So you need to be doing this. Think about this right now. I didn't ask you about this, what you had so far, Jennifer, on either Facebook or...
We'll start pulling them on Monday. Give everybody a couple.
All right, so we're
going to
give them a couple. All right, so we will not start giving the $25 away till Monday. So here are some examples of smart tips that you could send along to us. How do you successfully fight off colds or a flu as a mom? How do you prepare meals for your family as a mom? How do you get your children to do their homework as a mom? How do you manage money and time? Or any helpful idea that makes your family run better. And the choices that Richie suggested will begin on Monday. Every day we'll give away one of these Visa gift cards for a mom because of the special tip that she's passed along, which we will post, of course, on our Facebook and Twitter page. And we'll also, I guess, put it at DougSteffen.com. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, we can all share some tips and get some good ideas.
That's the idea. We like ideas, good ideas, strong ideas, solid ideas. So check it out again on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or Twitter at Good Day Show. Ideas from smart moms. Jennifer is going to be a smart mom someday. She's not there yet, but she is pretty smart about television. So, Richie, without further ado, I know that you have at your very fingertip we have Bruce Springsteen for the Queen of Chiefs.
Yes.
But we don't. Who are the people that sing this television thing?
That's Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce.
Yeah.
Bruce.
Yeah, really?
These are official house bands. You didn't get the memo?
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, so what's going on in the world of television, Jen?
There with the drums.
That's right. That's how I roll, baby. All right, most shows are back up in action today after getting hit by Hurricane Sandy. So just wanted to give you a little update. Yesterday, 30 Rock started back their production in New York City. Also, Smash and Deception started theirs. Their sets back up in action. Do No Harm in Philadelphia also is started yesterday. Now, back up today, Law & Order SVU will remain shut down, but The Daily Show starts up, The Colbert Report, that all is back in action. So that's good news for those of you that are in New York City.
You'll find an audience now. Yeah.
In the TV industry. Exactly. All right, winter premiere dates for a bunch of shows on USA have been set. Suits returns for 6 new episodes on January 17th. Also, White Collar starts up January 22nd. And Necessary Roughness is back with 5 new episodes on January 23rd. Also wanted to mention George Wendt. We remember him, Norm, from Cheers. He was hospitalized yesterday. He had chest pains. And he's also in New York. Go figure. He was on. He's doing a Broadway production right now. He went to the hospital and has... He's still there. I think he's supposed to get out today, but people expect a full recovery for him, so that's a good thing.
He's too heavy. He's been always too heavy. He needs to lose some weight.
He's a big guy, absolutely.
He needs to go on Axia 30.
But it looks like he will not be able to continue with his role in The Odd Couple, so someone else is going to have to fill in for him while he recovers. Now, this is kind of a weird story. NBC likes to take advantage of every little bit of ratings juice that they can. We've seen them do it with The Voice. Last year, Betty White turned 90, and they had a big birthday celebration for her on the network. If you guys remember, they had a big variety show honoring her birthday. Well, now, although Betty's going to be 91, they're doing the second annual Betty White 90th birthday special.
Sounds like the 25th anniversary of the Good Day Show. We're going to do that a couple times, too.
You got to do it over and over, you know, when you get something good. But they've brought on Steve Ridgway. They brought back Brad Lockman, John Max. They're all going to be part of the production. And then sad news for you, Dougie. You know, I like to always find shows that give props to the farming lifestyle because that's the one that you lead. And NBC was going to move forward with a spinoff of The Office. It was going to be called The Farm. Rainn Wilson was going to be taking over his family farm. Well, NBC has passed on it, so I guess there will be no Office spinoff after
Maybe they'll put it on a different network. I should do that.
Yeah, exactly. You should be the new farm show.
Why not? Like it. Yeah. Myra Sorvino, who has done some interesting things with her career.
As your friends call her.
I've always called her Myra.
I'm interviewing people for a new part-time producer position here.
Yeah, Myra Sorvino applied.
No, but you know your thing with Colin and Colin?
Yes.
How everybody in the world is named Colin, but you call them Colin because of one person named Colin Powell. And we always tell you, the only person on the face of the planet where it's pronounced Colin.
You found somebody else.
The guy applied for the job, his name's Colin.
Colin.
So I said, hi, Colin. And he goes, no, it's Colin.
I just started
laughing.
You.
And the guy had no idea what I was laughing
at. Of course
not. I thought about you.
All right, so anyway, Mira. Back to Mira.
Yeah, she's got a new pilot. Did you hear about this at TNT?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting when I saw the review of it.
Well, because she hasn't done TV. I don't know if ever she's done TV. She's usually a film actress, but she's going to star in a new drama called Trooper about a divorced female state trooper. Also on TNT, they're bulking up their star power. Rebecca Romaine, who is married to Jerry O'Connell. She was Rebecca Romaine Stamos. She's going to star in The King and Maxwell. She's going to play a Secret Service agent who takes on cases in Washington, D.C. John Tenney's going to be in that with her.
Yeah. All right, that's very exciting.
Kind of fun. Hey, don't forget tonight is CMA night, too, on ABC, if you're a country music lover. Whoop, whoop.
So we were talking about the X Factor a few minutes ago. There apparently is a house that they live in L.A. when they're all together. All the contestants live there. And now Simon is cracking down. There were a lot of people a lot of these performers were really wild and crazy. But apparently, this is the same, by the way, it's the same house that was used by American Idol.
Ooh, so it's haunted. If you remember, the American Idol house was haunted. You remember
was it?
That? Those stories,
Anyway, you can't, house rules include no intermingling in bedrooms. coasters have to be used for all drinks. No loud
intermingling,
music.
I get, but wow, coasters, they're tough.
No drinking, no drugs, no physical altercations, no biting. No using the fireplaces, and you got to make your own bed.
Anyone else disturbed that biting is on the list? Because obviously, if it's on the list, it happens.
Yes. The Doug Stephan Good Day program, your full-service morning radio program. Thinking now about veterans and the Purple Heart Service Foundation, which provides so many services, so many programs, so many people are helped by the work the Purple Heart Service Foundation does every single day. They have a lot of pride in what they do, and it shows. So how can you help? Did you even know they existed? Maybe some of you don't know anything about the Purple Heart Service Foundation. You can go to their website, which is mophsf.org, or better yet, if you'd like to help them out with a donation, whether it be cash, it could be a donation of a car, a boat, maybe you've got a living room set that you don't need anymore. A lot of people are downsizing. I was in a house the other day helping a couple of kids on the farm move, and I went with them to this really large home in another suburban community, a big house, and the husband and wife lived there for 4 years. The children have all been gone, so they decided to downsize. And they're getting rid of a lot of the things they have in the house as they move into a smaller house in another town. So a lot of what they had, they were selling cheaply or they were giving it away. That's a perfect example of somebody who would have a big dining room table, for example, or a big desk. Give it away, and the, whatever money comes through an auction house for it is all deductible on your part. It's completely, fully tax deductible. Call 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631 for information on how to donate anything to the Purple Heart Service Foundation to help them help veterans with their programs. 877-743-1631.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that.
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com. And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Being a good citizen is not just about being good. It's about being engaged. Americans believe ordinary people can govern themselves. We are the guardians of our own freedom. We don't depend on others to protect our rights. That's why we should look at all government proposals through the lens of liberty. Otherwise, we may address the issue of the moment by compromising much more important principles. We should all take time to learn about our founding principles and our responsibilities as American citizens and teach them to our children. Imagine if this month every family in America set aside an hour to read the Declaration of Independence and talk to our children about what it means. Remember that the founders of our country all understood a fundamental truth. Democracy only works if citizens understand it.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Going to be a lot of people vote next week, that's for sure, and that's a good thing.
Hope so.
All right, so on our Twitter and Facebook pages, we have asked the question about life and whether or a movie, what kind of a film would it be?
Yeah, our exact question is, if your life were a movie, what kind of movie would it be? Is it a comedy, action, romance, drama, or horror film? And what would it be rated?
Right,
so far, we've gotten, well, the best one so far, Ken, said he would like to have a mockumentary about his life, a la Spinal Tap. Yeah, like Spinal Tap.
See, I never did get Spinal Tap. I missed that. It was a Rob Reiner film. I went to see it, and I didn't get it.
It's a huge cult following. I've never seen it. I'm one of those. Rich, have you seen it?
I've seen it. I've seen it. Didn't get it.
No, I didn't get it either.
Here's a
story from DougSteffen.com today. Smugglers who tried to use ramps to drive an SUV over a 14-foot-tall border fence had to abandon their plan. The Jeep became stuck on the top of the barrier. You want to see a picture of this?
Oh,
it's posted from today's show at DougSteffen.com. Agents patrolling the border with Mexico spotted the Jeep teetering on top of the fence. The vehicle was there about 5 miles west of the Colorado River. A couple of smugglers on the Mexican side of the border trying to free the Jeep when the agents got there. You can imagine what happened after that. Pretty interesting picture.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Smart Talk now with the Smart Dad. Smart home improvement tips are usually
smart something else.
I was going to leave that to people's imagination.
Smart Alec.
Tom Kreidler is here on the Good Day program. He's the host of the Money Pit Radio program, and as such, he's an expert. And not only is he an expert in general home repair and can speak to how you might deal with some of the damages from the storm, but because he lives in New Jersey and was in the eye of the storm, he has some interesting stories about his home, his neighbor's homes, what's down the street, what's in his town, what's going on across his state. First of all, you know, I don't even know where you are politically. I've never really asked you because it hasn't been a factor. I'm not one of these people who has friends based on their political point of view, so I don't really know whether you're a Chris Christie fan or not, or whether you're, you know, who you're voting for or who you have voted for. But I wonder how you think in terms of the storm and how it's affected your state. He's been front and center. What would you give him as a grade on handling all of this?
Oh, absolutely a grade A. I am a big Chris Christie fan.
Are you really? Okay.
I think that he's done a phenomenal job. He is out front. He is public. He's acknowledging all of the problems. He's on top of it. I don't worry about the leadership of my state. I think Governor Christie's doing a tremendous job, along with Lieutenant Governor Guadagno. I mean, they've been out every day meeting with people, meeting with the authorities, and, you know, working to get things back on. He recognizes that, you know, one of the biggest problems we've got right now is power, because, you know, we're still without power. We're on backup power at the Money Pit's New Jersey studios. And, you know, we're getting by, but so many people don't have power, and it's starting to get cold now. So it's getting more complicated.
All right. So how in general, you must have people that are familiar with what you do for a living, so they've been around, hey, Tom, how do I do this? How do I do that? What do you, in terms of advice for people in general that are listening or may be affected by something similar to this, what's the first thing you need to do?
Well, in terms of assessing where you're at with your house, it's a good idea to do a post-storm inspection. You know, the first thing we did was take a good, careful look at the exterior. And in addition to, obviously, all the devastation of the neighborhood, just wanted to make sure that, nothing happened that's going to lead to a more complicated problem with the home. So you're looking at the foundation for any signs of cracking or shifting. You're looking at, of course, the outside skin of the house. You're looking at the roof with binoculars. You know, your chimney could have been knocked off. It could be blocked. And when your heating system comes on, you could get carbon monoxide. It means things like this that may not be obvious until you go look for them to make sure that the home, you know, got through this okay. So the first thing is to do an assessment. Then, of course, you have to start thinking about recovery right away. So you want to get out there with a camera and photograph anything that's going on. Get in touch with the insurance company. I mean, get in line for all these things that are going to kind of come down the pike to start working towards recovery. And then, unfortunately, another thing that's starting to happen right now, as it has in every storm in the history of time, you've got the storm chasers that are coming out, contractors are coming out, and then over-promising, under-delivering that you have to be very cautious about. So, you know, it's going to be a trying time. As those that have lived through hurricanes before, this is the first major hurricane that we've fortunately ever had to live through. But as those that have seen this before, they know that you have to be very, very cautious. You have to try to set aside the emotion and think logically and step by step and then to start the process towards rebuilding.
So you've lived in this town most of your life. This is, you live in your parents' home.
Well, this home I live in has been in my family since 1986.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a family house.
All right, so you're familiar. This is the worst storm you've ever experienced there?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, absolutely, hands down, the worst storm ever.
Uh-huh. All right, so what does that make you think about other, when you look at the trees, when you look at the power lines, when you look at other homes, what does that make you think about the quality of work that's being done now, the homes being built now versus maybe home like yours that was built a couple hundred years ago?
Well, look, you know, our house could have been easily as easily crushed by a tree, you know, as anybody else's.
Yeah, you have
house.
Trees all. I've been to your house. You have trees all around
you
your house.
We just
beautiful,
got,
big
we
old
got
trees.
Lucky.
Yeah.
So I don't think that that impacts us. I mean, my neighbors right across the street had a, it must have been a 60-foot pine tree lay down within inches of their house.
See, I would never,
perpendicular.
I would never plant a pine tree anywhere near a home because of just
yeah.
that. Pine trees have no strength.
Yeah,
poplar is another one.
Top.
Never, ever plant a poplar tree. It's a cheap wood, grows fast, has no cellular structure or strength to it, and in a storm, big windstorm, those things blow over. And
yeah.
I saw up and down my street here, when I was going up and down the street the other day, a couple of homes with houses, I mean, with the trees all in the middle of the house.
Yep.
So that's a, maybe that's a word for wise. But a lot of tips at moneypit.com for you to check out. And Tom and Leslie Segretti will be available this weekend as usual. And you check the local listings, as it were. Find out what's going on. Moneypit.com through DougStefan.com. Our thanks to Tom Kreitler with those important tips here as we still concern ourselves with...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.